What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, November 17th, 2022, getting into the middle of the month here, coming up on Thanksgiving. You wouldn't know it here in Santa Claus, Indiana. They've skipped the whole turkey thing. They're already putting up the Christmas decorations all over the town, which I guess when you live in a town named Santa Claus is to be expected. But people are already getting Christmas burnout and going, bah, humbug, you know, all the rest of that stuff going on there. And anyway, it's another busy news day. A lot of crazy stuff is going on. We're going to be reporting on before we open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. First of all, in reference to snow, apparently this snowstorm that we had in the mid-United States has now moved toward the northeast. They're predicting that Buffalo may get several feet of snow. It's a very, very heavy snow. They're calling it a paralyzing storm. And we actually got a little bit of snow here last night. You know, gosh darn that human-caused global warming. And I say that because the weather guessers on the media said we were going to have scattered clouds, but that was going to be it. Not one of them actually said, you know, there's going to be snow flurries here. All right, getting into the political situation, and this is an interesting example of grace under defeat here, because Nancy Pelosi has come on out saying, well, I've been in Congress long enough, and I'm not going to be submitting my name as Speaker of the House. And of course, that's ridiculous. She wouldn't be able to do it because the Republicans are in control of the House of Representatives, which means Nancy does not get to be Speaker of the House. But she's trying to make it look like it's her choice to step down and move away, rather than the fact that they fail to cheat their way to Democratic control of the House, although they do have the Senate. It's going to be interesting seeing what legislation gets through and doesn't get through in the near future here. Now, the Democrats are once again revealing how absolutely terrified they are of Donald Trump now that he has announced that he is a candidate in 2024. Big surprise. We all knew he was going to say that here. And so U.S. Representative David Cicilline is introducing legislation that would bar Donald Trump from running for office based on the 14th Amendment, which forbids anybody guilty of insurrection from holding public office. And it was passed in the wake of the Civil War so that those who had supported the Confederacy would not be allowed to hold office in the reunited country here. Of course, Donald Trump is not guilty of sedition or insurrection. The video is out there when he was telling the people to peacefully go up to the Congress building. He didn't tell them to go inside and say, make your concerns known about election fraud. And the Democrats have been trying to turn that, oh, it was an insurrection. We were afraid of all those Trump supporters and everything because some of those Trump supporters were really violent. Of course, now we know that they were all undercover FBI agents and DC police and the rest of it here. But they're actually going to try and pass this bill to bar Donald Trump from running based on the 14th Amendment. If it gets passed and signed, and remember, the Democrats are still in charge of the government until the start of the new year. And this may wind up going all the way to the Supreme Court here. And it's really kind of stunning. Just the vitriol and the viciousness being directed at Donald Trump, not just by Democrats, but even some Republicans. They want him gone. He's not part of the team. He's not part of the clique. He's not working for the globalists. And he's an outsider. And he's a loose cannon on deck. And we've got to get rid of him. And I don't wish anybody any harm. But I would not at all be surprised if somebody tried to take a shot at Donald Trump to get rid of him, to get him out of the race once and for all. Of course, on this last election, we did have two politicians win their offices, even though they were dead. So, but then again, probably so were most of their voters here. Now, getting on back to the Mar-a-Lago raid that was being put on out there to smear Donald Trump and say, oh, he had classified documents and he was making deals with him and he was betraying the country. And the Washington Post, amazingly enough, has published an article that clears Donald Trump's name and reputation and says that there is no evidence that Donald Trump mishandled the classified documents. He didn't really have that many. And the ones that he did have was largely he was keeping them as mementos and souvenirs, which you're not supposed to do. I've been through the process myself here, but, you know, he probably wanted to put them in his scrapbook and look at them in years to come and say, yes, I got this done here. Over in Arizona, things are really heating up, and we may be about to see this fight over election fraud break into the open. And remember, according to Rasmussen, 57% of Americans really think that cheating is a problem in our election. So it's not like they're not going to be believed here. So we're looking at Katie Hobbs and her impossible win over Carrie Lake. And remember, Katie Hobbs is the current Arizona Secretary of State. She was in charge of the election. And the idea of having one of the two candidates for governor actually in charge of the election system is called conflict of interest. And she should have recused herself, but she did not. And if you look at the numbers, you know, going on in, Carrie Lake was leading in the polls here. And let's see, over on Twitter, Carrie Lake has 532,000 followers. Katie Hobbs has 130,000 followers. Over at Facebook, Carrie Lake has 214,000 followers, and Katie Hobbs has only 11,000 followers. Over at Instagram, Carrie Lake has 370,000 followers, and over at Instagram, Katie Hobbs has just 6,000 followers. So, I mean, then it's impossible that with that kind of exposure and public awareness, it just doesn't make sense that Katie Hobbs could ever defeat Carrie Lake with actual votes. So, you know, the numbers are not lining up again here. And again, it's very obvious Katie Hobbs was in charge of Arizona's election integrity. And it's going to get a little sticky because Carrie Lake is refusing to concede the election. And she is now in the process of forming a legal team to basically take the whole election to court. And that, of course, would put a lot of this evidence that we've been talking about here in the independent media into the public record, into the court record. And this could be the beginning of the downfall of the vote riggers. And so if you're over on Twitter or something and you see Carrie Lake's post, you know, tweet a response in support saying, go get him, Carrie, you know, give him heck and so forth and so on. She did a video address earlier today maintaining she is still in the fight. She's a scrapper. She's not going to give on up. And, you know, she knows she got robbed and now she wants to do something about it. Let's see. The Trump-endorsed Republican said that this past week has confirmed everything she's been saying about the elections in Arizona. And when we called for Katie Hobbs to recuse herself, they ridiculed us. And turns out we were right. Voters were disenfranchised. And, you know, there were all these polling stations had problems with tabulating machines. Those were all in Republican districts. And so Carrie Lake is going to go to court and see what's, you know, what can happen. And again, she's facing an uphill battle because every single person inside the government that has benefited from the elections, they don't want that secret to come out. Even the people who lost don't want the election system discredited because it discredits the entire government. You know, and people are going to be saying, how long have we had governments that we did not choose that stole the election, taking our money, ordering us around to wear masks and get shots and stuff, and sending off our kids to be killed and crippled in wars. And they weren't legitimately the government. Frankly, I'm a little upset about that, he said, kicking over a trash can. So one of Carrie Lake's staffers spoke out, talking about these massive election issues. And Maricopa County, they've got to be feeling pretty bad right now because they've almost become synonymous with election fraud. Yeah, because they were the focus of election fraud in the midterm elections. They were the focus of fraud in the 2020 elections. There was that audit. and analysis that showed there was massive fraud in Maricopa County. And the corporate media and the Democrats are out there saying, oh, you're just a bunch of kooks. There's no such thing as election fraud in this country, even though it was being proven. And now if Carrie can get that into the court system, it will be interesting. Hopefully she gets a sympathetic judge. If she gets a judge that was appointed by a Democrat, it's going to be an uphill fight here. And we've got to support this fight, okay? And I've said this many, many times. The single most important problem this nation faces is fraudulent elections. Because these people who are stealing our country, stealing our money, stealing our freedom on the basis of stealing the elections, that is a terrible, terrible crime. You know, it's time to get out the tar and feathers on this one, I think. So, they're still talking about how all the problems with the election in Arizona seem to be happening only in the Republican districts, and that alone is suspicious here. And let's see, over at WeLoveTrump.com, they have videos, interviews of people in Maricopa County talking about all the problems that they were facing. And one of the biggest ones was they go in with the vote. The tabulator was broken. They were told, well, you can wait another hour while we get the tabulator fixed, or you can leave your ballot in this box. And trust us, we'll run that ballot through the machine when the machines come back online. Absolutely no guarantee that that, in fact, happened. You know, somebody could have gone to that box and said, okay, vote for Hobbs, that goes in the machine, vote for Lake, trash, so forth and so on. And it's all on video. People are very unhappy. They're angry about this. Now, another case of a very suspicious election out in Los Angeles. The far-left Democrat Representative Karen Bass won the mayor's race, even though Rick Caruso was well ahead in the polls on election day. So something funny was happening there. Now, over in Pennsylvania, their attorney general has announced an arrest in a widespread ballot fraud operations days after the midterm elections. And what's really interesting is the arrest is of a gentleman, Rasheen Cruz, who used to be a political consultant to the Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro. And so there's a guy who's going to walk his talk. We need to keep our eye on him. And so there's a big vote fraud case happening out there in Pennsylvania. Over at Sputnik News, they have a story basically saying that over the last several years, Democrats have deliberately abolished all the safeguards preventing the United States from election fraud. And U.S. bipartisan observers suggest that the expected red wave has not materialized. And they're trying to say, well, the Republicans simply underperformed. No, there was massive election fraud. And it's very, very troubling that the Republicans lacked the spine, except for Carrie Lake, of course, lacked the spine to stand up and say, there is a problem here. There is really, really a problem here. We were talking about that story the other day about there's a hand recount underway, and all the liberal organizations are trying to stop it and saying, no, you can't count votes by hand. You've got to use the machines, please. You know, and that's going to go all the way to the Supreme Court here. Another article here, The Truth Seeker, How Electronic Machines Cheat and What to Do About This. And again, I refer you back to this HBO documentary, Hacking Democracy. It's probably out there somewhere, at least on HBO, if you can actually get a download from HBO Plus. We certainly have trouble with that here in Indiana. Before this age of digital scanning of votes, you know, it was really very hard to hack a wooden ballot box. And you couldn't have an algorithm to misread a pile of paper ballots. Okay, so at the end of the day, one way or the other, you were counting physical documents. That's what they want to do out in these two towns. And there's a court case saying, no, you can't hand count. The machines must be believed. The machines would never lie to you. Okay, so let's see. Pennsylvania governor-elect Josh Shapiro, we just mentioned his name before, has charged his former political consultant with wide-scale voter fraud. So that together with what Carrie Lake is doing, this issue is going to get pushed into the public consciousness, and well, it should. And you need to get out there and talk about it. 57% of Americans already are aware that cheating is a problem in our elections, and we need to exploit this opportunity and say, yeah, there is cheating. You know, get them a copy of the video, 2,000 Mules, Black Box Voting, Hacking Democracy. And, yeah, it's really, really out there. Now, in other news, leaked documents have come on out showing that the so-called Ministry of Truth that was started by the Department of Homeland Security never really went away. Remember, they came on out, they put this lady in charge of it, it was just a joke in terms of her qualifications and background, so they said, okay, we're not going to be doing this anymore. Turns out they have been. They are still using very covert methods, trying to keep certain truths from reaching the majority of the American people. Obviously, based on that Rasmussen poll, they are failing miserably. Okay, let's get into COVID. Some really surprising numbers coming on out. In Canada, myocarditis in kids under the age of 18, the cases are now up over 100 times in Canada. Meaning for every case of myocarditis before the vaccines came on out, there are now 100 of these cases. This is coming out of IWK Health Center, Major Pediatric Hospital and Trauma Center in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and provides medical care to children, maritime youth, so forth and so on. And they have seen 27 myocarditis cases in a six-week period for kids under 18. Normally, they see just two cases a year. So they're seeing an increase of 117 times the normal rate. Okay? And, yeah, this stuff is really, really dangerous. But, you know, they're making money with it and all the masks and all the rest of this other stuff. So the Biden administration is going to extend the COVID-19 health emergency into April of next year. Yes, we've got them used to cowering in their homes and staying away from each other and wearing the masks. And we're just going to keep on doing it because we can. Now, very alarming development coming out of the G20 conference. The G20 leaders have just signed a declaration that states that vaccine passports will be adopted to facilitate all international travel. Okay, in other words, you're going to have your little vaccine card that said you've had the clot shot, or you will not be allowed onto the airplane or the ship or the boat or the train. Another way of coercing you to get these shots, which, again, that health minister in Italy yesterday said there's no proof they actually work. And then we find out from Pfizer that they never actually tested the vaccine to see if it stopped transmission of the disease. They didn't. There's no proof that it does. But there's a lot of harm being caused by it. Now, up in Massachusetts, their Department of Public Health is looking at a class action lawsuit. They were outed for colluding with Google to auto-install contact tracing spyware on the smartphones of over a million Massachusetts residents without their permission or consent. And according to this class action lawsuit filed by the New Civil Liberties Alliance, a nonprofit group, the Department of Public Health rolled out the contract tracing app it worked with Google to create in April of 2021. So it's been out there for a while. If you were wondering why your cell phone kept getting slower and slower and slower, it's because of all this spy stuff that's being forced on it. Getting into the international news, the situation with Zelensky in Ukraine is becoming chaotic, and it's looking like Zelensky's attempt to use the crashed missiles in Poland to build support has backfired rather greatly. And Zelensky is still out there insisting, this is not our missile, Russia fired it at us. Everybody else is saying, even Biden is saying, yeah, it was fired by the Ukrainians. It was Russian made, and then Ukraine bought it, and they fired it on out there. And Zelensky is out there saying, well, we've seen no proof at all. The missile was Ukrainian, and said that it was imperative that Ukraine become part of an investigation. Now, they're going to run up against a wall on that one, because when Russia's Nord Stream 2 pipeline was sabotaged, Russia said, it's our pipeline. We want to be included in the investigation. And everybody said, no, none of your business. Go home. All right, we've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
Okay, welcome back to the show. So we're talking about Ukraine. We're talking about Zelensky, and he has been trying to exploit these missiles, these S-300 missiles that crashed in Poland, killing two people, and trying to basically turn it into, look what Russia did. We all have to go after Russia now. And he's not getting a lot of traction. NATO came on out and said, well, we're not really sure who launched the missile. Everybody agrees, yes, it was manufactured in Russia, but Ukraine bought a bunch of them, and it looks like this was one of the Ukrainian units there. And Zelensky is out there saying, no, it's Russia. We've all got to get together. And from where I'm sitting, it looks like Zelensky is trying to raise on a busted flush here. Another article says basically the same thing. This is from news at andywar.com, that Ukraine is now at odds with its Western backers over the missiles that landed in Poland and killed two people. Zelensky said that he's confident the missile didn't come from his country, even after NATO, Poland, and the United States said it was likely fired by Ukrainian air defenses. So Zelensky is just standing there and his pants are on fire. And NATO is kind of in a little bit of a turmoil here. Zelensky is being savaged for basically lying about the missile here. And I think it's really rattled a lot of the NATO nations because, you know, up until now, it's been kind of abstract what's going on. But with the Russian missile fired by Ukraine landing in Poland and Zelensky saying, push the button, push the button, push the button, I think everybody woke up all of a sudden and said, this really is a serious situation. We are closer to a nuclear exchange now than we were during the Cuban Missile Crisis, where at least the leaders of the powers were relatively sane, as like our actor-turned-president Zelensky, who's just out there screaming hysterically here. And as a result, Ukraine has backed off talking about an accelerated push to join NATO. And Zelensky has probably realized that the NATO nations who do not want to get into a nuclear war are going to back off and say, we're not really ready to have Ukraine become part of NATO here. Now, according to a Polish politician, the missile incident was a Ukrainian provocation. And this came from Jaroslav Pikula, a former city councilman in Lublin, said, of course, this is a Ukrainian rocket. Of course, this is a provocation on the part of the Ukrainian authorities. The rocket should not be fired 100 kilometers in the opposite direction by mistake. And I know we had one of our callers into the show yesterday saying, yes, it had gone completely the wrong direction from where it would have been effective here. And so another article on the same topic. This is from Station Gossip. Zelensky almost plunged us all into World War III again. Enough already. I think this Polish missile incident was the cold water challenge or the ice bucket challenge to everybody saying we're really not ready to go there. And so it's really an ugly situation. Tucker Carlson got on his show saying this is a lie that could get millions of people killed, because that's what's going to happen in a nuclear exchange. In a nuclear war, there's no front line. We're all on the front line. Okay. And Tucker Carlson is right to basically say, yeah, this is the kind of propaganda that makes people die. Meanwhile, up in Belarus, border guards have shot down an unmanned aerial vehicle intruding into their airspace from Ukrainian territory. And Pinsk border guards spotted a quadcopter 100 meters from the Belarusian-Ukrainian border heading for the territory of Belarus from the Ukrainian side. And the drone was shot down by an on-duty border guard squad with a Kalashnikov automatic rifle. And the quadcopter was outfitted with a video camera and was conducting reconnaissance and surveying the border protection facilities. So, yeah, very, very bad. Meanwhile, Russia is continuing to bomb all across Ukraine. In Kharkiv, the electricity is now out and transportation is stopped. And the country is really dealing with the darkness as we head into a very cold, prolonged winter. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, has reaffirmed that he would like to see peace talks between Russia and Ukraine, and that the chances of a Ukrainian military victory happening anytime soon are not high. I would go one step further and say they're non-existent. Okay, Ukraine cannot take on Russia, you know, unless it's part of a larger coalition, which is what obviously Zelensky's trying to do. He's trying to, you know, come on board and say, you know, we're all going to fight Russia. We're going to have fun. It's going to be glorious. They're going to make TV movies and history books about us, you know, and so some of you die. Not my problem, really. So that's where we are at this stage here. But I think Zelensky has kind of shot down his own credibility with this attempt to exploit the Polish missiles and say, well, they came from Russia. For all we know, Ukraine deliberately fired them in there to try and foment a crisis. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wall Street wizards on the land from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. They are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. We'll Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone. Replace
the money. And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about what's going on in Ukraine. And we need to step back and really look at how we got into this mess because the military's out there saying that Russia's actions in Ukraine was unprovoked and unjustified, and we cannot allow that to stand. And, of course, that's pure propaganda. It's totally untrue. When Germany was reunified, NATO made a promise to Russia that they would not extend any further eastward, then they proceeded to do exactly that. And then back in 2014, the United States backed a coup d'etat, engineered a coup d'etat, that brought down the democratically elected government of Yanukovych and replaced him with the chocolate maker, Poroshenko, who was then replaced by the actor Zelensky. And from Russia's point of view, NATO is working to come closer and closer and closer to their border. And anytime a nation becomes part of NATO, NATO places missiles in that nation that can be and are aimed at Russia. And obviously, if Ukraine did get into NATO, they would have missiles there that could be launched and hit Moscow in about 20 minutes' time. And that, from Moscow's point of view, is unacceptable. And this is, again, the exact same situation that led to the Cuban Missile Crisis. Now, most times when you talk about the Cuban Missile Crisis, it's always framed as, all of a sudden, Khrushchev sent a bunch of missiles to Cuba to threaten us all with blah, 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 blah. And what they really don't seem to want to include is that Khrushchev was reacting to the United States putting nuclear missiles in Turkey. And the crisis was avoided when Kennedy promised to remove those missiles from Turkey, which he did, and vowed he would never try and invade Cuba again, because this was shortly after that whole fiasco at the Bay of Pigs. And Khrushchev took the missiles from Cuba and took them back home, and the world breathed a sigh of relief that they were going to live to see another day. So that's really where this all began, this constant back and forth between the West and the East, or actually the United States and Russia, and it didn't just come out of nowhere. It's been a long time building here. Now, we've been talking about all the money that is being poured into Ukraine. The total so far that we are aware of is $105 billion. And just take a step back and imagine what $105 billion spent on the infrastructure of this country could do. Or schools, or hospitals, or things that serve the American people, whose money it is, after all. And instead, no, it's gone down into that monetary black hole over there in Kiev. And there has been a lot of concern about oversight on this money. At first, there was virtually none. And now we're finding out that a lot of that money was sent to FTX. And some of it appears to have found its way back to Democratic campaign coffers. So there have been calls for audits at the Pentagon over what's going on in Ukraine, and there have been 5 audits at the Pentagon regarding Ukraine, and the Pentagon has failed every single one of the audits. There is always huge chunks of money that are unaccounted for. Okay, now the Pentagon has $3.5 trillion in assets and $3.7 trillion in liability, and the conclusion is the department's internal tracking of money and arms is still not good enough for a passing grade. Now, do you remember back on 9/11? The day before that happened, okay, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld held a press conference at the Pentagon to admit that the Pentagon had lost some $3 trillion that they didn't know where it went. And it should have been the financial and military scandal of the year, but lucky for Donald Rumsfeld, the very next day, 9/11 happened, and the media was off chasing Osama bin Laden. Now, over in North Korea, they have tested a short-range ballistic missile, and it's warning the United States of a fiercer military counteraction, responding to Washington's bolstered defense ties with South Korea and Japan. And so the tensions are fanning up over there as well. So we'll see. I mean, does our country really think it can go to war with the entire world all at the same time? I don't think so. One of the reasons I'm opposed to all of these wars, besides the usual things about innocent people dying and cultural heritage is being destroyed and infrastructure being ruined, is the fact that I think we're going to lose this next one. And that may be by design for the globalists, because a powerful central United States doesn't fit in with this model of a global society. So I think what they're trying to do is get the U.S. and Russia to lay waste to each other, and then they'll be more amenable to the new global government here. Meanwhile, Israeli drones have bombed Iranian fuel trucks that were heading to Lebanon. And this was at the Iraqi Qaim border crossing into Syria, and they were attacked by Israeli drones. So they're everybody's bombing everybody here. Now, up in Germany, they're dealing with their energy crisis up there, and they've taken a step which probably won't really improve the energy crisis, but it's certainly going to antagonize Moscow. The German authorities have decided to nationalize Gazprom's former subsidiary, Gazprom Germania. It changed its name to Securing Energy for Europe last June. But the German government will acquire 100% of all the shares and increase the company's loan to 13.8 billion euros. So basically grabbing hold of that. And I'm sure that Russia's not going to be happy. Now let's get on to FTX. That is probably going to turn out to be the biggest financial scandal since Enron. And may even surpass it there with this political dimension here. Speaking of Enron, the liquidator who oversaw the Enron meltdown is now overseeing the FTX bankruptcy, and he's saying, I have never seen anything like this. This is unprecedented. And going on in, they can't find where the money went, where it came, where it was terrible. And they've gone into bankruptcy, The full filing for the bankruptcy is just like the size of a telephone book. It's just huge, and clearly it was fraud. And a lot of people made a lot of money off of this. Most of the people who legitimately invested in FTX have lost their money, and they are probably, understandably, very, very angry. That this happened. And as a matter of fact, there is a lawsuit that has started by one of the investors in FTX, Edwin Garrison. It may turn into a class action. And what he's doing is he's suing all these celebrities, okay, who came on TV saying, yes, FTX is going to be it. It was Tom Brady, Steph Curry, one of the hosts of Shark Tanks, and more other people like that. This lawsuit also names the entire NBA team, the Golden State Warriors, who advertised for FTX in their arena. And we'll see what's going to happen with that one. But my experience from the advertising industry is the people creating the ads aren't held to be responsible for what is being sold. But we'll see. This may set a new precedent. One thing is for sure. The FTX collapse is going to bring about much more government intervention and regulation into the crypto markets, which the crypto markets aren't going to want, but FTX really did abuse the system. Now, right now, this is the former CEO of FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, is out in the Bahamas, which the FTX was headquartered there for tax reasons. And officials in Bahamas are saying they might go ahead and send him back to the United States for questioning about the imploding cryptocurrency company. And that may come as a shock to Sam, who probably thought that in the Bahamas he was going to be safe there. Now, we're getting into the Christmas shoplifting season. And because the economy has been tightening up over the year, shoplifting is getting to be a problem, even here in our town. It's becoming an issue. And if you go to the big box stores, you're probably going to notice anti-shoplifting technology is becoming more and more obvious, little alarm things on bottles of liquor. In some cases, you have to literally go up to the front of the store and request certain items because they won't put them on the shelves because they get taken. And the numbers are coming on in. In the case of Target, okay, shoplifting is costing them $600 million more this year than it normally does in a healthy economy. And so that is a lot of money, and it does justify spending some money on these anti-shoplifting systems. And if you go to like the local Walmart, our local Walmart, they just had a complete redo of the interior, TV cameras everywhere. And I was joking with one of the clerks there that Walmart store has more TV cameras than CBS Television City did when I worked there. So it is that they're everywhere. They're watching what you're doing here. And it's kind of terrible. And part of the issue, I think, is that the liberal mindset is that, you know, if you don't get caught, everything is okay. You have this mythos going through the black population that shoplifting is okay because it's actually a form of reparations for slavery. And then, of course, you have all these soft-on-crime politicians who are refusing to prosecute the criminals here. I guess it's professional courtesy or something. Meanwhile, getting on back to Bitcoin, El Salvador is doubling down on Bitcoin. They are moving more and more of their financial reserves into Bitcoin, and despite the FTX exchange collapse. So we'll see what's going to happen with them. I'm sure that all eyes are on El Salvador to see how it works out there. So let's talk about immigration and all those fun things here. Texas Governor Abbott is saying the 300th busload of migrants is on its way to sanctuary city Chicago. And, of course, Abbott won his gubernatorial reelection this week, and partly because of his stern stance on the immigration issue and making it a national issue here. So good for him. Now, over at the Department of Homeland Insecurity, Secretary Mayorkas says the border is secure. It is really secure. Yes, we've had 5 million illegals cross into the U.S. in the last 2 years, and the flood of illegals is going to surge. But yes, the border is secure. I guess his idea of secure is it's not going to fall over. But no, our border is not secure. It's wide open. And Governor Abbott is correct to say this is an invasion. We are being invaded. These people are coming across the border. They do not have the permission of the government to be here. That pretty much sounds like an invasion to me. They're bringing in drugs that harm a population. They're bringing in diseases that harm our population. They are a tremendous drain on our resources. That seems like a hostile force coming across that border. And Joe Biden is failing his presidential oath because he is not protecting this country. He's just off busy causing problems for places like Ukraine. Now, Chuck Schumer is out there trying to push for amnesty for 11 million illegal immigrants. Again, even though the Republicans have won control of the House of Representatives, they won't take control until next January. So we've got this month and next month where the Democratic Congress and Democratic president are still capable of a lot of mischief in a mean way. So Chuck Schumer is pushing for amnesty for the illegal aliens, saying that we need to support America's dwindling workforce. Okay, well, Chucky, the reason we have a dwindling workforce is because there aren't as many jobs, okay? And having more unemployed people collecting welfare is not going to be the solution. So Senator Schumer changed his tack and said that we need to have amnesty for the 11 million illegal immigrants because the American population is not reproducing at the rate it used to. So first of all, we had all this stuff about population control, don't have any more kids, and then everybody getting those COVID jabs, and all of a sudden they can't reproduce at all. And so Schumer said, well, yeah, we'll bring in these third world people, and they'll take your place. Apparently replacement is a real agenda now, and that's what he's saying. We need them to replenish our population. Anyway, meanwhile, Representative Jim Banks, our representative from right here in Indiana, is urging his Republican colleagues to do everything we can to stop Democrats from passing amnesty for illegal immigrants. And he's responding to Chuck Schumer saying the ultimate goal is to give citizenship pathways to at least 11 million illegal immigrants. And, of course, the expectation is they will all vote Democrat, and we won't have to bother rigging the election machines anymore because we will have demographic superiority. When we start seeing our ballots coming out bilingual, we'll know that's the plan going on there. Mitt Romney wants to cut inflation by cutting Americans' wages, okay, including the wages of Republican Party's own voters. And he is saying that expanding the number of work visas will fix inflation. So he's fully on board with this open borders agenda. Okay, now the squad members, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Jesus G. Joy Garcia, have sent a letter to President Joe Biden asking him to include illegal aliens in his marijuana pardons. Now, Biden came out a little while ago and said he was going to issue a pardon to everybody who was in prison for possession of marijuana, federal prison. He can't pardon people in state prison. And it was an empty gesture because the people who are in federal prisons for marijuana possession are also there for other crimes that they're not being pardoned for. So now the squad is saying, well, we've got all these illegal immigrants there inside the prison on a marijuana charge. They should be pardoned. I actually agree. Let's pardon them, and as soon as they come out of that prison, we put them into that giant trebuchet and fling them back over the border to wherever they came from. So we're not having to pay to keep them alive, even in the prisons here. Now, over in France, they're getting tired of the migration situation, and new polls are showing that two-thirds of the French people want stricter immigration policies. And this was a poll run by the CSA Institute for CNews, and it was published on Tuesday of this week. So, yeah, people are getting tired of this whole open border situation. Now, oh, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back with more news after these few.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We we will not go down in God's love.
And welcome back to our show here. Now, up in Michigan, Governor Whitmer has won re-election and has vowed to push for more gun control, especially because the Democrats managed to take over that state legislature. So now we're going to get those guns, those evil guns here, except, of course, the ones that, you know, we give to, like, Mexican drug cartels and stuff. A little bit of a positive story. This is coming out of Station Gossip. This happened right here in Indiana in the town of Bloomington. There was a homeowner, that's odd, who saw an intruder moving toward him, and he fired a shot into the ground as a warning. The intruder kept on coming, and so with the second shot, the homeowner managed to protect himself and his family. Good for him on that one. Now, getting on back to Alec Baldwin, it's kind of a complex issue. You're aware that last year, Baldwin was on the set of his new movie, Rust. He was handed a gun. He claims he was told it was empty, and he pulled the trigger, killing the cinematographer, Helena Hutchins, and wounding the director. And he's still trying to find out if he's going to face criminal charges or not. But Baldwin is now suing some of the Rust crew members who he's trying to blame for handing him a loaded gun. And he's accused the movie's armorer and the first assistant director who actually handed him the gun, saying that they were guilty of negligence. Now, this is kind of a complex issue. I would tend to agree that the armorer should have been a little bit more careful where the bullets were. And why was there live ammunition on the set to begin with? That is a tacky no-no on a Hollywood movie set. And that first assistant director, You know, everybody who handled that gun should have cleared it. But ultimately, I do believe that Alec Baldwin bears the responsibility because he was the one actually using the gun. He should have cleared it and made sure it was empty before he started fooling around with it. So I think he's trying to divert the blame and saying, well, I'm an innocent victim here. They told me the gun was empty. You never, ever, ever assume the gun is empty. Even if you watch the other guy clear it before he hands it to you, you take it and you do a quick check yourself. That's first thing they teach you in gun safety course. Alrighty, we're coming up on the World Cup, and everybody's bracing for the firestorm of offsite gambling and so forth and so on. But the United States men's national team has redesigned its World Cup team logo to add the LGBTQ rainbow stripes in response to Qatar's stance against homosexuality. And it is becoming a tremendous issue. I think it's actually being fanned up intentionally to try and distract from some of the other things that are going on in this country. Now, Bill Maher praised Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Friday's Real Time with Bill Maher last week, saying DeSantis is a normal governor, contrary to his controversial portrayal in the media. And was out there saying, don't say gay bill should be called let's do things the way we did 5 years ago bill. I absolutely agree. We got a great station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.